Welcome to Babies and Bellinis, where we're balancing business, babies, and brunch. I'm Erica.
I'm Kay Alex.
I'm Casey Renee.
Welcome.
I was about to say it with y'all for once, and I said, hold up.
What do you mean to say it?
I know, but it was too late. Because like, I was like, well, cool.
Oh, I thought she was in there.
Sound like, but you sounded nice, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
I'm noticing a lot of podcasts.
Can you tip me?
To starting to say the same thing.
Oh, come on, guys.
You heard it? I sent it to you.
I definitely added it.
You guys.
Yeah, no, I definitely heard
first
it.
First 10 seconds.
I said, just listen to the first.
I mean, I know we didn't invent welcome.
But you got your butt. But these beautiful kids out here saying welcome. I'm just saying.
We did. Just, you know, give us credit.
Where credit is.
Look, and then the humbling moment.
And who are you?
Right. Who are you people? You're not that relevant.
Duh.
And I care why. Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm just going to go over here.
You know what? Yes.
One day we'll be great, and one day you'll care.
Oh, yeah. But can I just say, like, it is super cute that the kids are saying these things. Bye.
Two of the kids. Oh, my goodness.
And then pour it out. That is super cute.
Y'all have the kids listening to us?
Yeah. And I'm
it's like when you think the kids aren't listening.
I know, right? But that's the thing right there. But maybe because it sounds something like off the cuff with like a high pitch.
Yeah.
A little intonation.
Hopefully they like blurred out and tuned out all the bombs.
Probably not, but it's okay.
Probably not that either.
They're going to hear it one day. They're going to hear it one day.
That's not on us.
It's not from us, though. We have an E beside our podcast. Yeah,
explicit. E is for explicit, not edited.
But they can keep on listening. Man.
That's on you.
Okay, ladies, we're going to pour it out today.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now I can sing.
Start us off.
Put out. You know, in my mind, you know what I sounded like? You know how I sounded like in my mind? You remember those old videos, like Soul Train, when they, like Michael Jackson would be like he would take the solo and his voice was high pitched. That's what I felt like I sounded
and
like.
And you didn't. And Victor's face had it all written on all over his face.
It's written all over your face.
Oh.
You know,
Erica's been singing on this mic. This mic will make
they
you feel
sound
like,
so good. The headphones, the mic.
It's extra crisp today.
Look, what was this? Episode 18, I think. And you was like, drop buzzers on that bitch.
When?
What?
Oh, okay. Just me. That's what Casey said.
No,
so she got the buzz, and then like she was like, drop buzzers on that bitch. It gave me Kevin Hart. It makes me laugh every single time.
Fire on.
Yes.
Fire on.
Crazy. Right,
yeah. Wild and crazy kids.
Oh, yeah. I'll go. Me.
Oh, we really rocking with that pour it up.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, let's redo that. And.
How y'all hanging from the back? Y'all can't even get in. Okay.
He was ready, too.
I'm sorry. Y'all did have a deep breath. And action.
Pour it up.
Drop buzzers on that bitch.
I did that because I just wanted to.
Same.
Okay. So you guys would be so proud of me. I didn't even tell you. So you're learning this today on the podcast. Drum roll. I went on my first mommy date.
Oh. Casey Renee.
I did. This.
Hey, who man's is this?
No.
I didn't give details of how I went, though.
Huh?
Yeah, you didn't give the details, no.
I was going to say, I kept it.
Give it to us.
Go on.
Mrs.
Go on.
Anti.
I know.
Go on.
Right?
Making mom friends. Go ahead.
I was real episode one out here. It was so much fun. We went to Sky Zone.
Oh, I saw that.
We went to Sky Zone. So it's twins at my son's school. And so I was like, okay, this works because Carson and Kyrie. So I got two. You got two. You know, and we went and it was a blast. She was so sweet. She's actually a soror.
Oh,
She's a tomboy like me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was in Upper Marlboro. But I was like, oh, shoot, I would pick something else. You know, sorry, sis. But it was like really like I was scared. You know, like I was nervous.
Oh, yeah. No, that's normal.
I was that's normal.
Vibes got to be there, man.
Like I cared about I picked out an outfit and everything. I mean, granted, it was Adidas track.
School out here.
No, granted, it was Adidas track pants and my Adidas flip-flops. But I made sure like they matched. And I was like, my hair's done. I had my swoop.
We only do this for women.
Yeah,
we dress for other women.
We do.
And I was like, and Kyle was like, I walked up, Kyle was like, are you ready?
Oh my God.
I said, I am. He's like, okay. He was like, text me and tell me how it is. I said, I will. So then I get there, and then like 10 minutes later, he's like, you good? You need me, you know, interference, but you good? And I was like, I'm good. It's going good. It's going good.
Oh, that's so cute.
So we're gonna go again one day. She was so sweet though. And then I knew she was my people because she said, I said, well, you know, laugh out loud, blah, blah, blah. I said, we can just leave the kids next time. She said, and get wine, get drinks.
Right. Bring them next time.
Yes. We sure can. We'll smuggle it in this shit.
Somebody, what was that? I mean, somebody said something about, do you want to go to the water park? And somebody else was like, my people's was like, no, it was two different Drakes. And the first Drake was like real pleasant, like, let's take the kids to the water park. Yeah, the second Drake was like, you know, let's just let them run around the basement and we'll be drinking upstairs.
Pretty much.
My people's. Yeah. My pretty people's.
Like. Sounds like a good time.
So yeah, oh, yay, congrats.
Yes. Thank you. I'm very proud of myself. Like, that takes a lot.
You should be. That's a big step. Yeah. Like, it's a big step to really, like, put yourself out
and
there.
And I initiated, and, like, gave her my number and everything. Yeah. Like, I was like, hollering at her. I was like, hey. Oh. You know, our kids.
I know. How do you do?
You want to hang out? You want to hang out?
Like, you want to hang?
Creepy. Yeah, and then everything I said was like, LOL, and I was like, I wonder if she's really laughing back. Probably not. But yeah, we're here.
So I'm just blowing the air out of the nose. Like, it's not a laugh. It's just blow the air.
Yeah. I know what she was talking about though. I really knew she was talking. I really knew what she was talking about.
Wait till you write LOL in the text message one day, and like you're not gonna really laugh. Just like.
So okay. It really should be that emoji that has the stuff coming out the nose.
Oh, is that's what
you
is?
Really
that's
like no, that's,
that was like a frustrated.
That's, yeah, that's
I
frustrated, right. But that's really what should be used. Just how people think that clapping prayer hands is really the clap.
Yeah, I can't get with that. Prayer. I'm still think that's praise. I think that's praise and prayer.
I just told Erica, I said, did you notice there is a new emoji for a receipt?
Yes, they're coming out with all new emojis.
I said receipt.
Yeah,
receipts.
Show me the receipts. I need receipts.
No, seriously, there's definitely a receipt emoji now, and then there's some new ones coming out too throughout 2019.
They just gonna creep up on you.
No, really, they are. With
so
every
damn options, though, yo, I can't even look.
I just type the word.
Yeah, type the word. Wait for it. I get frustrated, or I'm like, that's not the right word. Then I give a synonym for it. Then it's still. I'm like, dang on it.
All this for an emoji. Shit.
And then here's the thing: you gotta do it quick
because
if it's a joke, your moment's gone.
Yeah, your moment's expired.
It's like when you're looking for a GIF. Forget it. Moment's passed.
Fuck it. I missed it.
Missed it. Moment's over.
Okay.
Damn.
What you got, ladies?
Ooh.
Who we go?
What's up, Erica?
Eeny, meeny, miny. Daddy.
What?
I said Danny.
I'm still not clear. Okay.
I am going to. I'll just pour it up. I have no complaints.
That's always a pour it up.
I have no complaints.
That's a great thing.
But you know when you say that, when you say life is good, everything comes crashing down. Just like,
show me the way.
I'm just going to say I have no complaints. Yeah. I'll pour it up for the kids. So like I told y'all a couple episodes ago, the kids did not go to camp this summer. But
yeah, how's that been going?
It's actually been going really well. So they've kind of been like going between my mom's house and Mel's mom's house or their friends' houses. They've kind of been on a little world tour, summer world tour type of thing. I was like, oh, look at y'all. Y'all are cute.
Yeah.
Most of you guys may know my mom and my sister. They come and they watch them during the day for us. But the good thing about it is my sister is like extremely patient. So they like an hour or two of schoolwork every day.
Oh my gosh.
So like they're not going to hit that summer slide. Uh-huh. So like she like finds worksheets online for them and they sit down, they do work. No iPads, no nothing, and then she makes sure they have playtime.
They probably are really they listen to her and everything.
They really
always
do.
Listen to everybody
they
else
really
but
do.
You.
Like they listen. They
so
don't give her any
excited,
like issues.
Right.
Auntie.
Yay.
Yeah. So I'm going to pour it up to the coin that we're saving this summer.
Y'all balling. Because I literally every week I'm like, because it's two.
Yeah, that was us. That was us last year. Did they give you a discount though?
Daycare.
Like the multi child. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
If I put mine in camp,
and then you end up spending
in
that.
Wow.
And then
they're trying to keep their coin.
And it's but it's really a waiting list.
It's a year round daycare, though.
Yeah,
so.
It is. Yeah. And they got a waiting list, so I can't even pull the plug.
Next year, all three will be in camp. So, I don't think I'll be singing the same tune next year. But you know what? Next year, she'll be old enough to actually go to the culinary camps and stuff. So, I think she'll actually enjoy camp a little bit more.
Yeah, she will.
So.
And y'all trade work school in the city and stuff, so y'all can like take her if there's something, you know.
Yeah, yep, we can do that now.
Mm.
Yep. So that's all I got.
Pour it up. So you're saving some coins. Mm-hmm. Structured summer programs by Auntie Lauren.
Yes.
Is she Auntie Lo or Auntie Lauren?
They literally just call her Auntie. And then sometimes they'll be like Auntie Lo. Because
she's literally the only.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Next. Pour it out. KCK Alex.
I'm just laughing at the fact you censored your whole self out.
I know. And then I tried to jump in and it got even more awkward. And now we're just here, guys. I'm going to pour it up. Had a great weekend. Had a great 5th year anniversary weekend, yo. Woo-hoo, like, woo-hoo. We are doing this thing.
Do you know what today is?
Can somebody else come out with a song? Because this is literally the only anniversary song the black
people. And let's leave it like that. No, that's just all we need.
Because I'm already still mad at this Beyonce. I turn every time I hear
it. As much as I love Beyonce.
The original's still better.
It is.
The original's better. Really is.
I know. But and how she brings in the
I mean, yeah, it's cute. Candy. But it's the fact that kids now don't know that there was another song before this. They think it was Beyonce's song. So at least when you play like the anniversary song, like it forces people to go back into the 90s and be like, oh, look at this group.
Okay.
And then it would lead them to the other people. But Beyonce.
That's true.
Now we're gonna have for life.
And now we have bees on our shit.
Be half for life, but let's just make sure when we play this song that you also let you people know this
smooth
is a remake.
Remix into it.
Yeah, this
is a remake. There you go. True, right.
Yeah.
Give us okay. No, but yeah, so I planned the whole week.
What's wrong with that?
Because, y'all, I just want a brain break. I'm literally, and I'm trying to think of when I'm just like going to crash, because then this weekend I'm going to Raleigh, North Carolina, but like the next weekend I'm going to, and then Brandy's 30th, I'm going to my best friend's 30th in Chicago, I'm going to, and then my birthday coming up, and I'm just like, yo, I just want to just chill. I'm actually like burnt out. I did not know this song was going
to
be this busy.
Not to interrupt you, but I thought about you this morning, and I'm like, damn, Casey is really busy entire August. Like, your August is done. Like, you literally have something every weekend. I don't know. Why do we know each other's schedules?
Yeah,
but you have something every single weekend.
Like, we got calendars.
What's going on this weekend? What you doing? What you got? What's the tea? But seriously, and I did not, I don't know. And it's sort of sad because I'm sort of like, I just want to get this over with. And that's not, you just live in the moment, enjoy it. And I'm just like, after each thing, I'm like, okay, whew, that's done. Next. And that's horrible. I don't want to live like that. But anyway, 5th year anniversary was amazing. The town was amazing. If you all are in the DMV area, go out to the Eastern Shore of Maryland, specifically Easton, Maryland, which is near St. Michael's, Maryland, then Tillman Island. Everything's like 15 minutes apart, and it is absolutely gorgeous. Can't deny that it gave me a little bit old town slavery vibes at some point. Like, apparently,
I thought you could say like Amityville Horror or something.
Easton, Maryland is apparently Frederick Douglass's birthplace.
Oh,
but then of course, when you start reading into it, then you read that he had to run away from there, and then you see Harriet Tubman's. Harriet Tubman was born in Cambridge. I hope I'm saying that right.
It's horrible. You are too.
Black history.
You saw how they got Portia Williams.
You should know
your
black history.
What?
She didn't know about the Underground
Railroad. You remember? You didn't hear, see that episode? Jesus. Portia, we love you though. If you ever want to come on the show, niggas talking shit. So I don't know. The town is a little, it gives me those type of vibes, but everybody was super sweet. But Julian always reminds me, don't like with white people, just in let me not say white people, but the smiles and stuff, like behind, you never know. They might, because we saw a lot of Trump supporting, you know, signs and stuff on the boats and shit. Like, the smiles is cute, but what do you really stand for?
Yeah. Believing,
you know, so that was sort of interesting to us. So,
but so you're definitely gonna go see the Harriet Tubman movie
I'm definitely
when it comes out.
The Harriet Tubman movie. Yeah. They have a whole trail where you can like drive. It's like a, you know, and that's horrible. Like, I mean, not horrible, but we wouldn't walk it. We wouldn't, you know, we would drive it. So they like have like mapped out everything. I guess the, I don't know. Is it like, it's not parking planning. I don't know. Maryland something, Historic Society,
like
or something.
Yeah, right.
They mapped out like landmarks and stuff of her journey, which is amazing. So I think that'll probably pick up once, you know, the movie comes out. So pour it up.
You can say you went before the movie came out. I've been there.
Yeah.
I know exactly where this is. That's just like after the phone.
You
thing.
See the sign,
I've
right?
I've been on the steps of The Exorcist.
No, I'm good.
I know I haven't, but
Georgetown.
I'm just saying how you know,
I've seen them. I walked past them. Won't step on them.
Well, but won't put not a near toe on that thing.
Did the person who were like, I don't know if it was the actress, she like passed away mysteriously or something?
No,
right? Was it that movie?
I know what you're talking about. I think they said somebody got possessed or claimed to be possessed after the movie filmed or something like that.
Yo. Oh, wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, ain't none of that nothing to play with.
Yo, I ain't playing them games in spurs.
This movie can change the course of your career and the course of my life. No, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, when people if I was an actress and they'd be like, so on this scene, you got to be in a casket. I'd be like, oh, that's crazy. Won't be on this scene. Better find a better way to kill me up off this shit.
Do y'all follow Blame It on Quay? TT?
Yeah.
No.
I don't. Used to. So
they have like a bachelorette version show or whatever for TT. I forgot what it's called.
On Zeus?
I don't even know what it come on. I just be seeing it on Instagram and I scroll past it. But the guy who was on there, he's from Baltimore. It was one guy, he's on there. And Tyler Perry picked him up based on seeing him on the show. Now he's a lead in one of Tyler Perry's upcoming shows. It's called like The Oval or something like that. It's like a White House based show.
But he also got Charlene.
He got Charlene on with Tyler Perry too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he's bringing up like all these funny people on Instagram. And
if you use that Instagram correctly,
Instagram is a hell of a tool.
I got patience for
that. Dog.
I'll be trying.
Well, I'm not an actor or actress or comedian.
I think I'm funny.
Maybe you don't have to be none of that either. There's lots of other venues. Oh,
is there sure? Is it true? True, true, true.
You know,
true.
People got a million followers and ain't sold 5 shirts. Shit happens, sis.
Sis, that's a struggle. I saw that story. I was like, yikes.
Man.
So speaking about stories.
I know.
Are we just shit talking today? Shit talking Tuesday.
Yeah, so.
Talk space Tuesday. Either or, vent, you know. What we got?
We couldn't think of a name, so it was like in the news, no.
Plus. Yeah, we're going to think of a name for whatever we want to call this. But as you guys know, we typically record our episodes really far in advance. And this episode is a little bit more current, you know. We get to actually post it in a reasonable amount of time. So we're going to talk about current topics.
Yes. Join us, girlfriends. We just talk. Yeah, so this is girlfriend talk.
Yeah, this is the stuff we really usually talk about when we get together.
Right. Like, did you see that bitch Nicole Murphy?
Oh my gosh. No, but really, did you see Nicole Murphy?
No, seriously.
we really want to go?
Because I'm like... What's really good, guys? So can someone really give me like her track record?
Yeah.
Cool, Nicole.
Yes.
I mean, all I really knew about her was that she was married to Eddie Murphy. Right. They had a bunch of kids.
But Lisa Ray said she's done this before.
Yeah, she did this with Lisa Ray's ex-husband. But I think this was post-Eddie Murphy or something, right?
I would hope so. Yeah,
so she messes with other people's husbands, I guess. That's her thing.
And it's like she's so revered as like a, you know, a bad bitch.
Yeah,
like
she had all these kids and she has abs and she's beautiful and she looks young and then she has this dark side to her.
But you know, some people, this is what people forget and this is why it bothers me. Yes, I'm pretty sure a lot of that is work, but some people's genes are just not, that's never going to happen. Like, they're not going to look like that. You know what I'm saying? So she's just one of those people who may have a high-ass metabolism. She could have been a stick in, like, high school, you know?
Yeah.
And it just translated over in her 50s. Kudos. Yeah.
But, so what are you saying?
Because they were down. That some people were shaming Lila because of her. She gained weight. When come to find out, she had really complicated pregnancy.
Oh, Lila Rashawn.
And it was crazy how people were like, well, you know, she let herself go, blah, blah, blah. I was like,
If you look at Lila Rashawn, she doesn't look like, that doesn't look like run-of-the-mill weight gain. It almost looks like steroid weight gain. Like, almost like moon phase. Like, I blew up because I'm on a medication type of
thing. Holding down your house.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like you said, some kind of, maybe, you know, again, some kind of, I don't know, health.
Yeah, health-related issue
to where that's like medicated, type of weight gain.
That's like a bloat.
It looks like she's, moon phase. My mom had that. Like when she was on, you know, different steroids and stuff like that with the chemo. Definitely moon face. Like wasn't fat. Like her arms were. It's just the moon and like your belly type shit.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like. You can just pop her. So I don't know. You have to be cautious about that. There's no excuse. To me, there's
she
no.
She said it was a friend.
Yeah, it was a family friend.
Landed you on his dick.
Made air quotes. Bitch, twice.
That incident made me think about the Carmelo Anthony incident where Carmelo was on the boat with like whoever's wife or something like that. It wasn't nothing. I'm sorry. you're not gonna be on nobody's boat with nobody's wife.
It's gonna be a hot girl summer. They was like, get ready for this hot girl summer. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Lala stamped it the worst after that.
Yeah.
What's her son name?
I think she tried to stick it out.
Get your mom. Get your mom.
I think she tried to stick it out.
Whatever her son name
is. Oh, Cayenne.
Cayenne, get your mom.
Get your mom.
She's wilding. She's gonna be driving the boat soon.
Talking about this look bad for my family. Yeah, nigga, like, are you kidding me?
You put yourself in that situation, sir. Like,
pussy really does run the world. That's insane.
Well, Hollywood is Hollyweird, period. I'm convinced. Yeah. Y'all don't have enough people to go around. Y'all travel the world, and this is the same people. Your friends, people, your cousins, who knows, Jesus. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but... Yeah, Nicole, I don't know. I'm going to need you to hold that L. Like, you were definitely somebody who we were like, you know, oh, yes.
Yeah, she was like one of the people that was like, goals. Like, yeah.
She used to be on the ex-wife show on
VH1. Oh, I never got to really get into that.
I used to like her there. Kevin Hart's ex-wife was on there. R. Kelly's ex-wife. Prince's ex-wife.
I remember that show. I remember.
Oh, they had him. But she was cool there. But then you lost me, sis.
Man. Oh. Yeah.
And she's still, it's crazy how you still get to have an account on Instagram. And it's just thriving.
Who?
Nicole Murphy. They didn't like really go on her. Like
they didn't?
That one time I looked, it wasn't like.
They didn't like go to her page.
Yeah.
Probably I don't encourage bullying. Okay, stop. Casey, Renee, me personally, I don't encourage bullying.
Yeah. Rip it to shreds.
I think probably because Nicole Murphy is like, I think because Nicole Murphy is probably like older, and most of the people that are on Shade Room, they are way younger, and like they don't really know most of these people.
They have a teen Shade Room.
Most of them are on regular Shade Room anyway.
Yeah, they repost the story.
Did y'all see the Shade Room post? And it was like, what was your AIM name? And then people were commenting, what's AIM?
Definitely was puppy eyes. No.
Excuse me, I was Paradise Peaches.
I was puppy eyes because you know everybody said puppy eyes and everything in high school. And I was forever.
Look, I don't normally feel old, but I felt old with that shit. It was like, what's AIM? Like,
have you ever looked back at your Black Planet page? Because it's still there live. Really? Kiki. Yes. When Solange came out with her stuff for Black Planet, I was like, sis, I wonder what my Joan looking like. Still had that denim jean dress on.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back and look. What was my page? I think it was like Caramel Honey 24 or something like that.
No, I was on MySpace. That was not Black Page.
You were on Black Planet in high school?
I don't think so, y'all. I don't think so.
That's where they added all the thoughts.
I was a buoy.
If you was a roller, if you don't know what a roller is, it's what they call it. The kids call it.
If you were a whore. If you were a whore.
Thoughts.
They would have a whole page and it would be like the roller. Okay.
Yeah, no, I remember. I forgot what it was called. It was called the Gwen Park Buzz or something. I can't remember what it was called because we were the Gwen Park Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
And it was this gossip page and they would just post about
Y'all was real rough around the edges. Brandywine was rough around the edges.
I mean, compared to Bowie, we probably were.
Yes, y'all were. But I just thought, I don't know. Brandywine, I don't know.
You saw sticks, didn't you?
I saw sticks and I thought.
Wow. You thought it was.
Wow.
So look.
Speaking of, look. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Speaking of schools, I guess mine is more serious though.
Yeah, don't go there yet.
Yeah.
Cause you about to give, what you about to give? I don't know. Okay.
No. Okay. So there's a school in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania School District. Mm-hmm. They sent letters home threatening that if parents did not pay these unpaid lunch balances, that they were going to take the families to court and possibly send their kids to foster care.
That's where
some celebrity offered to pay it and they told him no.
That's deep.
Yeah, now that I don't know.
Yeah, because it was on Dish Nation.
Oh, really?
Somebody offered to pay it.
Oh, good.
No, they told him no.
No?
Really?
Yes.
What?
So what? It was only like, not only, because this is like, the district that it's in is like it's considered one of the like poorest districts in the state. It's Wyoming Valley West School District. And it's in northeastern Pennsylvania. And so basically there was like $22,000 that these families owed.
Wow.
So they sent letters to the families who owed the most. And it basically they considered the most anything over $10. And they said that they would take the families to court. And say that this was a failure to provide your child with proper nutrition. And they were going to go to dependency court. And basically, they're going to go with the argument that you are neglecting your child's right to food.
Oh my gosh.
Is it ever really that serious?
That's really sad. That's and again, maybe reach out to the, I don't know, you know, because the money has to come from somewhere.
It has to come from somewhere.
But figure out people's financial situations. Are they on the farms program? I don't know if that's
so these are like economically challenged type of, you know, families and stuff like that. But to say that I'm going to take your child out of your home and place them somewhere totally uncomfortable because you can't afford to pay for their lunches. Come on, dog.
So, yeah. So it was.
Where's your heart?
So, yeah. CEO who offered to pay Pennsylvania students lunch that says offer was rejected.
And see, I think
Todd Carmichael, chief executive and co-founder of Philadelphia-based La Combe Coffee, he offered to pay the district's $22,000 to wipe the bills and generate it and warning letters for parents. But
So that's when you get to being petty. So somebody has offered to pay the full bill.
So now
bill.
I got to cut checks to each family individually. But I'm going to do it.
Yeah, why would they deny that?
Why wouldn't you
that?
Take the money? Why wouldn't you take the money?
Does it say why they deny it?
Rejected. The position of Mr. Carmichael is irrespective. Erica, too many big words. Fucking take shit. Do you see these words right here? Look at that. What is that?
Affluence. You can say it too. Yeah, affluence. Affluent. It's like, you know, your economic status, like you're rich.
Points.
Okay, so just read the blurb.
The position of Mr. Carmichael is irrespective of affluence, irrespective of need. He just wants to wipe away this debt.
Okay. So.
He just wanted to pay the bill. That's all he wanted to do was pay the bill. And then, like, I think one of the guys, he said, I think you have to pay your bills. I mean, I've been paying my bills all my life. So has everybody else. I mean, sometimes you have to do without something for yourself if you want to raise your kids and see that they're taken care of. Come on, man.
But then you have places like Alabama who, when I didn't ask to raise these kids or have the kid, you made me have the kid.
Tie it all in. See, but these people, and again, you got to watch who you vote for. No shade, no tea, but these little small towns right here. Who y'all voting for out here? Like, why? Yeah. And so, like, in the school system that Zoe is in, they'll give, you know, kids, now again, I don't know if how many, in excessive $10, that's probably like three different meals right there. That ain't much for real. And they'll give them like a little cheese sandwich or something. It's nasty.
$10. It's $10 a week?
No, but I'm saying 10, if you're saying excessive.
Yeah, anything above $10, you got a bill. So it was considered excessive.
Oh, so somebody asked for two milks and one apple juice and two slices of pizza.
That could be, or three times of not having your lunch money, which happens. Like, that's
how you forget lunch money.
To put the money on the account, and now you can put it on digitally and all that on your phone and all that. It happens. So, but just give them whatever. Give them the little cheese sandwich in the back. It's just, it's insane.
Basically, that's they scared these people straight to pay the kids' lunch bills off. So he was like, the guy said, you know, were these letters a little harsh? Yes. But everyone's paid up now. Okay, so now that you have your $22,000, where's that money gonna go? Like, is
you'll put it back in the school system? What are you doing with it, sir?
You're just gonna pay off the debt, and then that's gonna be it to even wash? Like, what? Our society.
You can't be threatening people, like, for stuff like that. People really have, like, problems going on. Like, you... And here's my whole thing. Yes, mistakes happens too, but let's think about the bigger scheme of things. If it's hard for me to pay lunch, what do you really think is going on in the back end with some people? You know what I'm saying?
$10, yeah.
And it makes you feel like, what if I play with my child every day? What if I get on the floor, play with my child, play cards, tell them bedtime stories? I say prayers with them to sleep every day, but I just don't have
money. Clean,
I'm wrong? Like, that's not fair.
Yeah. Is there any fundraising we can help you to do something
exactly.
like
this?
Other
and then I'm still
avenues.
Blown at the fact they just didn't let this dude
pay
the
bill. Yeah, you won't let the dude pay the bill, so that just means you're being extra petty. You're just being petty at that point. He was, I think he said, like, I don't care if you owe $1,000 or $20,000. We need the money. Come on, man. Somebody offered to pay it.
Who was
that?
Who was it? The superintendent? Or like,
his name is
Head of
Measure.
Say his name loud.
Say his name.
President Joseph Measure.
Yeah.
Oh, so the school board president. Good, come on, good gosh.
You're going to get petitioned out by the end of the...
Probably so. People probably definitely won't be there next year.
Yeah, next year, somebody's going to petition you all the way
Thanks
out.
Thanks for coming out.
That was fun. All right, next.
So look, I'm going to go in there and switch things up a bit. Have you all... I know you mentioned Zeus earlier, and I'm definitely not getting a subscription to this.
Even I guess I do it's a streaming.
So let's talk about it, y'all. On one hand...
Oh, we're talking about Blac Chyna?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Just toxic parenting. And I've seen, of course, like toxic mothering, toxic motherhood. And it's just given me a whole different perspective of Chyna. Again, I haven't watched the episodes in full. There have been little clips, whatever. But I'm like, yo, Tokyo, something is really... What is her real name, first of all? Why do you have a stage name, ma'am?
Because she was a stripper, too.
Oh,
really?
Was?
So that was her stripper name, Tokyo Toni?
Oh, no, that was her stripper name, but she was definitely...
She got the China eyes, the Asian eyes.
I thought those were just like high eyes or something.
Nah. Well, you know, and she does do like the eyeliner real. What is it called?
Yeah, like the cat eye.
The cat eye type of thing. But she's so terribly toxic.
Yeah, she is.
It's like, and it's something behind it. I would love to know, and I'm sure Chyna may not go that deep, and maybe Ayana laugh. I feel like she should step in a little bit.
You said Ayana?
Ayana, seriously. I think she should step into this mess, because there is something deeper than this, and there is some pathology. You know, she always throws that pathology out. Like, there's something deeper than this. The surface of whatever's going on between Chyna and her mom, like, it's way deeper than you don't call me and stuff like that. Like, I think that it's some real stuff going on with her and her mom for her to be acting like this.
Yeah,
and her mom talking about, you took back my car. This is it's
her mom just wants it's spotlight.
Just, she wants spotlight. She doesn't know the core root of things. Like, she doesn't really want to address the real core of their issues. It's just like, you just throwing out this random stuff because you're just feeling some sort of way. I don't know. Are you jealous of your? I don't know. No, I don't know.
Why? Her butler.
Her name is Shalana Hunter.
Yeah.
That's the mother's name, Shalana.
Shalana Hunter.
She's Dominican.
No, she's not.
That's what it
Wiki,
says.
Is that Wiki?
Is that Wikipedia?
I just Googled Tokyo Toni to nationality is Dominican. Whatever.
You know, and then it just makes me try to, again, see Black Chyna from a different scope of things. I don't think no sort of way about her, for real. I don't know her like that. Mm-hmm. But just seeing this is like, wow, yikes. Like, I feel bad, because that black, you know, mom and mothering, sometimes that beating down your child like that, like, it's toxic. And, you know, and I think that she seems like a very good, sweet mom to her kids. Again, outside looking in.
Chyna?
Have no idea.
I don't know. All the clips I've seen, she seems like she's batshit crazy. Like,
I've never actually watched the show.
She's literally
but
like a pin drop away from just losing her
who,
shit.
Chyna?
People. Yeah, dog.
Oh, like, yeah. But just so when she did seem like she was like trying to swing shit at her mom and like throw chairs, she still seemed like really chill. Man. I mean, provided.
I can't gauge whether or not it's all for TV or if it's like really
nice. Exactly.
I just remember that one clip where she was like on the phone with Rob Kardashian, and she was like, "You're entertaining all the bitches."
The meme
snapped. Didn't know you that I had it in me, did you, nigga?
Okay, she went real DC on them, man.
Famous channel.
Okay. And I think she's definitely cognizant that if a camera's on you, you're definitely...
Yeah, the extra is what sells.
The extra is what sells, you know. But I don't know. I think that that's a whole nother topic that I would sort of like to delve a little deeper into one day. Just like, you know, some things that a lot of, and I'm just going to say black moms, and I'm sure this happens in a lot of, like, I've heard, like, my Latina friends, they'll say that too in their households or... just the toxicity, parenting, mothering. And I saw like a meme where it was like, you know, black moms, toxic black moms are, you know, equivalent to absent black dads. Like, it's just as, you know, impactful on a person or on a child for a mother who's there, but just constantly, like, again, beating down their child. Like, I don't know. And I don't know. Maybe Tokyo is on some stuff right now. I don't know. Maybe she's just not in a good space right now. I don't know. you know, what that was like for China growing up. But I'm just like, yo, this, I mean, she was in the zone, baby. You can just tell, like, mm-hmm. she's attack like, mode on your daughter. It. Like, yeah, like straight directly to her. Like, this is some, this y'all go at it. Like, this is what y'all do. This is norm. And that's it, you know, sort of puts in things in perspective of why China probably don't rock with her mother, but yikes. I don't know.
I hope like it just stops there. Yeah. And, like, it doesn't continue on with Dream and, you know.
There's no season
well,
two.
Well, she was saying like she would keep her kids away from him. And I don't know if the, you know, if Rob has seen her mother like that. And he's probably TV, like, probably. Well, yeah, he's seen this. And he's probably like, oh, yeah, nah. We're going to have to pull back a bit. So,
So I'm trying to figure out after that, do I want to be fun or do I want to
what else? What we got?
Do I want to be fun or do I want to be off my like?
What? What's
be
you thought?
Be fun. Okay, so I'm going to switch gears then because that wasn't fun then. Okay, let me switch gears and we're going to talk about the girl who has an Instagram feed dedicated to all the outfits her boyfriend hates.
The outfits
what?
He hates.
Yeah, so all the outfits that he hated that she would wear. Jesus. She just created an Instagram account and it's actually called Outfits. What is it called? Clothes My Boyfriend Hates. So this girl, Olivia Jackson, she's 24 years old. And she has outfits and I guess her boyfriend gives her hard times about it and everything. So to engage in his sarcastic comments, she created a whole blog and Instagram page of detailing all the outfits that she loves that he hates.
What does he hate about it?
She has almost 45,000 followers.
Yeah,
too.
She lit what? Now.
I'm sure we can all resonate with that, though, because I know I have some things that Jamel hates. Gosh. Like, there are a couple of things that he literally hates.
Dog, Kyle had these orange New Balances. Ooh. I don't know where they are. Something happened to them.
They probably matched his orange hat that he had on for his birthday.
No.
And you took them, didn't you?
No. These orange New Balances look like clog shoes. Like, they not even like, nothing. Clog they're like tutus, something. Like, they like, nah. Then he had the audacity to have some zebra print shorts. And him and his friend Doug had matching ones. Doug had a yellow and black pair, and Kyle had the black and white pair. I said, no, not at all. I threw them behind the couch the first time. He found them. And I was like, fuck it. They just got to go in the trash. Like,
you threw his shorts in the
hell
trash?
Hell yeah, I threw them trash shorts in the trash. Zebra print. First of all, I don't know if y'all seen Kyle. Don't need no damn zebra print.
Okay. Yeah. That's
no, bruh.
Yeah,
do you have something? Is there something that he hates that you
right,
wear?
What's comparable?
Kyle told me he hates half my whole closet. We went to St. Charles Mall one day, and I picked out something. Oh, we went to, what's the little thotty joint I like?
Olive Ole?
Yeah, that junk. So I put on this little gray like hoodie and shorts that match the little sweatsuit, the Juicy for 2019.
Yes.
You know? And I put that on, it had a little zipper on the sleeve. He was like, and it was a neon joint. He was like, yeah, nah. And I was like, you don't like it? Let me at least try it on because I think it'd be cute and I think it'd change your mind. He's like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. And I was like, why you don't like it? He was like, please don't do this. He was like, I'm just gonna be honest. I don't like half your clothes. And I literally stormed around the fucking mall like a kid.
I
was
that
pissed.
Hurts. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it hurts. Like,
I've been
walking around here looking like scum and you didn't tell me.
Oh no, Julian won't tell me. He won't even let me walk out the house, baby. Like, he gives me Kanye vibes and like, he go like, yo, I mean, I get dressed real confident, real like, yes, I'm doing it, bitch. Like, take
you
a piss.
You be thinking
shit.
It, right?
Look, flicking it up in my mirror, my bathroom mirror, shit. Nigga be like, what? Where
I
you
remember.
Going with
we
that shit
been,
on?
We were in New Orleans and we were going to the Beyonce concert and you had on your outfit
my
real
split.
Cute little Fila outfit and he was like straight face, babe, what's your pants doing?
What's my pants? Because I split them
give me at least two buttons, please.
So now we're gonna drop that in the story.
no, hold on, because after the fact he was like, yeah, them joints, no, so I had the split, what are they called, Victor, where
they're like the tearaway pants.
Yes, so I thought I had sold with a girl on Instagram, had them all split up. She had it on her thigh.
Yeah, dude's gonna so say bitch, we're I older
thought I
now.
Was, bitch, I thought I was doing something a little leg cleavage. But he was like, you need to button them up.
So, he did. He was like,
not even in the sense of like you're doing too much, because he loves when I give sexy. But he was just like, nah, babe, like that shit look like, terrible.
What's
like,
your pants doing? Dude, like he stopped. What's your pants doing? Like his hands and everything. I was like,
so then Julian. He saw, I think, so, I don't. He was like, nah, babe, you was right. You could have probably, you know, loosened up a bit. Nah, nigga. I mean,
I think either way you were cute. I think both ways it was cute.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
Well, I ended up buttoning up, ladies and gents.
But she was still cute. You had the red lip popping. She had the middle part going. She was real cute,
yeah,
y'all.
Oh, you was a vibe. I thought you was a whole mood.
She was a whole vibe. We was both like sporty. He but, saw, you know, whatever.
You was like sporty Spice.
Yeah.
You was giving me scary Erica. She was giving me sporty. Scary. Yeah, the black girl. The only black girl.
Okay. Y'all, I had these sweatpants that I got in high school from Modell's. And I absolutely love these sweatpants.
R.I.P.
I know, right? No, but I absolutely love these sweatpants because, like, they were comfortable and, like, they had little pockets in
black?
The front. No, they were gray.
I was going to say, because they can't be black no more, sis, if you had
No, they were gray. But y'all know, because I'm shorter or whatever, the sweatpants were too long for me. So, like, I had them for so long, like, I walked a hole in them where they would drag the ground. But, like, you know, I was just wearing, like, at the point, I was, like, just running around the house. And Mel was like, babe, I hate those pants. Please throw them in the trash.
Please.
I was like, I beg of you. No. And so I kept the pants and like I had them on. Like I noticed every time I wore them, like his face would just deflate. Like, it was just like a real low moment. He was like, dog, I'll buy you some sweatpants.
Let them shits go.
I will buy you whatever you want if you throw them out. And I was like, Jamel, I love these pants. You know, these are shit.
$5?
It looks like
it. It looks like it. Right, yeah. What are you supposed to be throwing out? Okay. I don't care nothing about
like
that.
I feel like they have the gall to articulate it. It really must mean something. Cause
they know it.
Kyle gets
on
me about my moo-moos. He be like,
we get on you about
your moo-moos. We went to go drop the kids off before Courtney's wedding, before we got on the road. And Kelly walked to the door, and Kelly had on the same kind of dress that I had, a moo-moo joint. This nigga Kyle go, you snipes, lady. She don't know your goddamn moo-moos. And I said, and the kicker is my mom has the same one, too.
I can literally hear him saying that. I can't. Like the moo-moos from Ross, like the big house dresses.
So they're like the dress, but it was like kind of cute. Had like a print,
like the satiny ones.
Yeah. They're like the slick one, the slinky ones that you pop and they pop back.
I need a picture.
You know that little slinky joints that.
That I know. They're like they're extra stretch. Yeah. They're extra stretchy.
Them
like when you go to like Marshalls and they're in the PJ section.
Yeah,
like
they slink
house dresses, really. So not like
you can walk and they'll bounce.
They look like they have crew necks or they have little buttons right here and little frilling at the top. Things our grandmothers.
I'm just cringing thinking. So why?
Very comfortable.
They are. No, they are comfortable. They are
very comfortable.
Not sexy
Kelly was
all.
Very comfortable walking to that door too. She said, "Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning."
It's the moment your titties hang real low.
Yeah.
Kyle hates it, and we literally.
No.
I have a pink and blue one. Kelly has a like a blue.
Nothing sets
and peach,
off a moo moo like titties hang low.
Yeah, and then my mom has like a pink and blue one too. And he was like, "You can't."
It's
you
okay for your mom because your mom is of age.
Them shits are comfortable.
Can you do a satin, a little satin?
Yeah, a little satiny one.
I do, so the I did that too. Remember when I walked in the bridal suite when y'all was getting dressed and I had my leopard print thing on?
Oh, yeah.
Half the bridesmaids looked at me like I was crazy, like I was 50.
Well,
that thing was comfortable.
20s. So they're 20s. So, you
know.
We
getting old.
I know.
Because
we're definitely
old.
Not.
You know how I knew we was old? Because she said she went to somebody's Instagram and saw the pop thing and said, I can do this.
What?
When you just said for the pants, how to tear away. You said,
tear away.
So
I was like, okay, that's cute. I'm going to try that. Right. I felt all young and shit. I was like, oh, I'm going to rock that shit.
I can do that.
Bitch, okay. But you know what? What did J. Cole say? Like, we're like caught in between. Like, we're still little bro, but we're like big bro to some people. Like,
yeah.
We're just like.
We don't know what we're doing.
We're
right
just.
Now. We don't know.
Yeah, like,
we're kind of floating
still,
in limbo.
Adults still don't give me respect. Like,
yeah,
okay,
they don't.
See,
I still call
how
people
sweet.
Midges.
Someone said, no, like an aunt of mine, like a. Well, distant cousin type of thing, like a second cousin or something. She was like, out of the mouths of babies. I had said something and I was like, I'm not a fucking baby, yo. Like,
I have
like,
babies. With a Z.
Give me some respect. When does it end? And so it's like, I'm not old enough for you people. And then
I'm
still
too old
like,
for
I'm
these
too
people.
Old for these people.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Like, even like, about to use Victor, but even like talking to Victor, like
Victor,
like,
how old is Victor? 20?
Victor's still in his 20s.
Yeah, you're still 20s.
She's like 26? 29? Oh, you're on the cusp. 29.
He's on the cusp. He's on the cusp. But the fact is,
come Victor's on still over, in his Victor. 20s, come on over.
And Victor can still live life. He can go to happy hour and then go to, and then be out to 3-4 in the morning and then come back to work.
Victor, scoot over to Erica. Get in the mic real quick. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't be scared.
What's up?
What you doing after this podcast, Victor?
Happy right. hour, of course.
See? Oh, happy hour.
Happy hour is over.
It is 7:55 p.m.
See, he knows about shit we don't even know about. We literally live through Victor. Like, every time we come in here, we're like, well, how was your weekend, Victor? Like, we need to know what the fuck he's
Victor,
doing.
Victor, what time you go to sleep this weekend?
Like 3.
Do you know, yeah, I went to the bed this weekend at 3. Do you know how hurt I was?
Yeah. You were
she was grumpy.
I was hurting.
What time did you wake up?
And
though?
Then asked me about the 5-hour nap I took after.
So what time did you wake up?
That's 9
what
it really, o'clock.
See, you know, because he gets to sleep until like 12.
Yeah.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Those were the days, man.
Get a mic back.
We're done with you.
We're done with it.
Victor lives life. He lives life. Like, he really does.
He be traveling. We be like, yeah, weekend. Like, but, like, yeah, travel for fun. Like,
you travel and post funny memes.
Wild excursions.
You can't have
shit.
It all, Victor.
Yeah, I'm going to Vietnam.
Look, escapades.
I'm going to Vietnam.
You doing escapades?
You're doing what? For how many weeks? Yeah, I'm gone.
Just because.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, to be young again.
All right. Mm. What else? Any more?
What else we got?
Drama? No.
Anybody got some fun ones?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't want to, I can't even damper right now.
Yeah, I don't want to damper. These were fun ones.
That was good.
We can go into our champagne.
Let's go champagne notes.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's cue the champagne notes.
So let's get that beat going. No, you're going to find it though. Bet you 20 you find it. And then we're going to be like, champagne notes. Champagne notes.
We haven't had it in so long.
We haven't. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all got life figured out? Fuck. It's like,
nah. Right. I almost feel like.
We must have gave one bad advice. And they was like, you know what? Delete. I'm not even going to send this.
Unsend.
Oh, they don't
got
to figure it out either.
You know, you got 5 seconds to hit undo. It's like, you know what? Undo. Fuck it. Yeah. I figured this shit out on my
it was
own.
It was probably that last champagne note that we had where we told the girl to take her bottle back home.
Like, oh no, they are hood. Right. They didn't believe they're hood. But you know, no. I think that was the most ingenious advice we actually have given.
We said either back. Pull it back out, you know, to keep the party going, or take it with you.
Hello, make your own party.
Yeah,
have
got?
Your own party. So we have a champagne note, and this is from Aisha Curry.
Hey, Aisha girl.
Hey, Aisha.
You just gave her the name?
No, she gave herself her own name.
So sis was prepared.
That's our people. Yeah. That's our people.
Yeah, she's our people. Wait, I'm sorry. Before I start the champagne note, this Aisha Curry thing. So,
oh Lord.
So look, now that Aisha has come out with this whole, you know, I want to be looked at type thing, I feel like
she been doing
her stock
months.
Has just plummeted. Down.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, and I always thought of Aisha as like my spirit animal. Like, I love Aisha. And now
oh, I
almost
kind
of feel like, oh my gosh, is she me? And like, I asked Jamel, I was like, Jamel, am I really like Aisha?
What?
He ain't say nothing.
Oh! Was this a text message? Or?
No, I asked him in person.
That's the worst. Oh, she gotta be quick. Come on, why don't you gotta be quicker than that?
Because did y'all see the video where Aisha Curry was like, she was like, I want an eggplant.
Yeah.
Am I gonna get some eggplant
that was
tonight?
So that was cringy.
It was cringy. And like, she was like trying horrible. To turn with the camera and like, he was like avoiding her.
Oh, did you see when she had something so neon and somebody said, oh gosh, she turned to the neon side.
She had a hot girl summer. She got the neon.
She had a neon and a lace.
I'm a neon. Y'all to death.
She did. She had neon in the late.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm cringing for her because I,
know, I
do like
now
her.
I cringe even more because I'm like,
you you see yourself me. In her.
Yes, I always saw myself in a Megan Thee Stallion-ish. Kyle already told gave me my big old fit caption today.
Yeah, that picture was definitely Meg Thee Stallion. It was
what?
Definitely.
My knees are good.
What's up with that? I'm missing. That's going over my head. What's
well, her
what?
Knees? Yo, her knees are like God.
Because she pops, locks, and drops?
Knees of steel.
Dog,
or some shit.
She goes down and stays down forever. She be
bouncing in and out and in and out. Like,
yeah. She, like, you know the little sofa
that
look be
this
down.
Up. Oh, yeah. Kick. Where is that from? Come on, Victor, help us out.
Is that
we're struggling here. We're
no,
struggling.
It's not. It's not.
I'm seeing it from a different country. Foreigners.
It's like it's
London.
A small world.
It's a small world.
Scottish something. I don't know.
See,
whatever.
You know,
forget it.
Sounding crazy.
Yeah, whatever.
Sounding crazy.
Moments past. Moments past.
That's right. Champagne note. Maybe got her knees from.
All right. So Aisha Curry says, "Help, sports mom."
I was about to be shady as shit. I was about to be like, so we need to say Erica Danny.
Damn.
Sorry. My bad.
We love you. Hit low. You hit low.
All right, man. Action.
Hey, ladies. This podcast just gets better and better. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
I have a dilemma, ladies. My 4-year-old child is a huge busybody, like most kids this age. So I keep him in activities, of course, the ones that he shows interest in. I've been from soccer mom to football mom and t-ball all in the last 2 years. He does really well in sports, and I want to continue to keep him active. My son recently showed interest in playing with another football team this year due to his dad coaching there. All of our sports have been based in the Bowie, Upper Marlboro area, and the team he wants to play for is in the Glenarden, Landover area. I have major anxiety because I don't have a legit reason to say no, other than I feel the organization as a whole is very unorganized and a bit ratchet, kids and parents included. My child's father and I aren't together, but we co-parent fairly well, and he told me ultimately it was my choice to which team I chose to let him play for. So do I just suck it up and let him play with the ratchets, or do I stick to what's comfortable for me and keep him at Bowie? Please help. Signed, Aisha Curry. Girl,
better use that commute card.
Girl, we just talked about this, a similar situation. We talked about camp. We go to Clinton camp. The Temple Hills kids came and turned it out. So
I can't wait till people really like sitting. Like, I think people hear it, but then when they really focus, they got time to leave a comment. So look, Erica, Danny, one of my kids was actually at the Temple Hills.
Okay, I live in Glenarden. I live in Temple Hills. So this is my thing. No shade, no tea, though, y'all. The best athletes be in the ghetto.
They do. And yes. Have y'all ever watched All American before?
Did you on Netflix?
No.
It's on Netflix now.
I watched Last Chance U.
But I think because when you're in like the more urban areas, they have something to play for.
Listen.
And, get out of that.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So that drive and that determination is like way higher. But you do still got a little bit of ratchet with it.
Hold up, but don't let your hold up. But if you in a nice neighborhood, don't have your son being like, what's his name, Esquire from Atlanta, when he was in the good school. But he,
yeah, what happened?
He went to the good school. Good school district, like the private prep school. Yeah, ATL.
Yeah, ATL.
Yeah.
I'll say Atlanta.
You talking about the show Atlanta? No, you mean ATL, ATL, but you said Atlanta.
Come on, that's what I was like. Hold on. Okay, gotcha.
It's been a long day, ladies. It's been a long day.
Yeah, we know. We're all good. But I mean,
no. So again, I don't know.
How old is
Ratchet,
your child?
He's four.
Stay where you're at.
Busy since two. But Glenarden and all that's right down the street. If
ain't nobody scouting that for.
It's a good program. I mean, okay, maybe not as organized as you'd like it to be, but if you think that your child will get good training from great coaches and work, you know, again, play alongside really good teammates, then I'd say go for it. I'm not too, and that's just me, I'm not too scared off by ratchets.
By the ratchets.
Parents, maybe. So, like, when I think about games and stuff like that, so, like, my dad actually sometimes he'll ref some football games. And I don't, like, when he goes out to Baltimore, and that just is what it is, and that, no shade, no tea, literally, Baltimore, whatever. It is what it is. Like, those parents, parents in general, go hard for their sports teams and their children. Pee-wee games, they be trying to fight refs and stuff, fight coaches, fight kids, fight other parents. Like, it's that serious. And so, Victor cracking up, like, it is. And it's terrible. But, right, like, they about to get drafted tomorrow. Like, I don't understand. But I would say, again, if it's, like, a really good team, then, hey, like, I know Glenarden and people who are not local, these are, you know, again, the Glenarden area is a little bit more urban or whatever, you know. But I don't know what that looks like in the aspect of, like, the parents and other kids. I don't know if that means, like, do you feel uncomfortable? Do you think you're going to be fighting with the parents or, you know, on your... I don't know what that really means.
I think it's probably just more of a comfort thing. It's a new area. It's new parents. It's
kids
people
make friends
who are just
anybody,
a little louder than you, probably. But I think you can look at it as, look at it positively. He spends more time with dad. You know, his she said the dad coaches this team.
He sure does.
So he will get to spend more time with his father, and I don't think his will show him favoritism, but he will be a little more comfortable there. And I mean, if he's four and like he has expressed that he wants to what he wants, if he's expressed it, maybe just let him do what he wants and see how it works out.
As a bad thing at all. And I forgot about the dad coaching the team. Like, dad's gonna make sure he's good. I would totally think that that would be a good thing, especially provided that y'all aren't together. And again, that's time, bonding time for dad and him. Like,
and girl, dad, he's with dad. You can leave.
Definitely get a
and you can go get you a drink, go spend you some time by yourself.
Yes. And if the and this if you're positive. Feeling like you're this is
yeah,
actually
look,
positive.
Now the more that I hear, I'm like,
I don't think he'll pick up bad like behaviors. I think this is also to keep you well grounded. So for me, again, I grew up in Bowie, and this is not Bowie of the times now. This was literally, again, us being the only black family, and I talked like a white girl. I knew how to code switch my ass off because I went to a predominantly black elementary school. I never went to the Bowie area schools. I always went to Kettering Largo Mitchellville schools. So I think that helped to balance me. And then I had cousins in Landover Hills and stuff like that, Temple Hills. But again, I think that and I also cheered. When I cheered, I didn't cheer for Bowie rec. I cheered for Lanham because my mom's salon was out in Lanham. So again, having that balance, like I think that would serve your son well. I don't know. Again, I don't know what Bowie necessarily looks like because I don't live there anymore. But I know it's a lot more black people there now. So who knows? I know, you know, it's still a little bit mixed and diverse, but I think that would be great.
And you got like, now you got one in your stash. Now you got one in your stash. A compromise in the stash. So you can be like, okay, but remember that time when he was four and I just
man, I told you that was your decision. You decided that.
Oh shit. Worst case scenario though, if you don't like it, switch him back next season to where you want him to be. I think this is a good age for you to try things.
Yeah. It's not like he's freshman year somewhere.
This is like Casey said, he's not about to get drafted, not right now. So let him try it if he wants to do it. Think of the positives for you, and then if it does not work out next season, he's back to where you're most comfortable.
If you find out that he coming home talking trash or talking about I'm about to shank you
because
one of the kids heard the other kids say that. Listen, this is real
shank
shit.
You?
Yes, yo, shank. I heard somebody. Yes, I have a friend who had to pull her son out of a
shank
a charter school. Won't name. Charter school it is, but they lived in Bowie, and she had her son going to a DC charter school, which you're not even supposed to be doing. Anyway,
no
her
shame,
son
no
came
tea.
Home. No shame. Oh, yeah, right. I know you're not supposed to do that. But son came home talking about 4-year-old pre-K-4 talking about I'm gonna shank you. Don't go to sleep. She's like, oh hell no.
No, and wait.
Who did he say that to?
Wait,
to the brother. His brother.
Oh no.
Just don't go to sleep.
I know this
I'm
is serious.
Now Aisha's really not going.
Listen,
hold up.
Really not
going to
send
him
there.
But
that was, I don't know.
Hold up, but gave directions of what not to do. It's not like I'm gonna shank you. And keep moving. He's like, I'm gonna shank you. Don't go to sleep.
Yeah, so she was like, oh yeah, my son gotta go. Yeah, no.
I would have been crying.
But you're gonna pick up that stuff any and everywhere. But it may be more prevalent.
I'd be frightened.
You would?
I'd be frightened.
Sit your ass down. Sit your ass.
Shake me with what, nigga? Shake me with what?
I don't know. These 4-year-olds are smart. I don't know.
A little creative.
I don't know.
Come over that joint
with
Forky.
Lock that door, dog.
I gotta get out of here. I shake you with Forky.
Forky.
Like, no. Let him go spend time with his dad. His dad gonna make sure he's straight.
Yeah.
All right, make sure y'all keep sending these letters.
Yes, we love champagne notes. These are fun. You can send your champagne notes to info@babiesxbellinis.com or you can log on to www.babiesxbellinis.com and then use the contact us form and you can send us your champagne notes there.
For sure. And as always, keep the drinks flowing and the conversations going over at Babies X Bellinis. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers. Cheers.